H. How It All Started by Rosa Parks and Jim Haskins. Extract from Rosa Parks' My Story. One evening in early December 1955, I was sitting in the front seat of the coloured section of a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. The white people were sitting in the white section. More white people got on, and they filled up all the seats in the white section. When that happened, we black people were supposed to give up our seats to the whites. But I didn't move. The white driver said, "Let me have those front seats." I didn't get up. I was tired of giving in to white people. "I'm going to have you arrested," the driver said. "You may do that," I answered. Two white policemen came. I asked one of them, "Why'd you all push us around?" He answered, "I don't know, but the law is the law, and you're under arrest." For half of my life, there were laws and customs in the South that kept African Americans segregated from Caucasians and allowed white people to treat black people without any respect. I never thought this was fair, and from the time I was a child, I tried to protest against disrespectful treatment. But it was very hard to do anything about segregation and racism when white people had the power of the law behind them. Somehow, we had to change the laws, and we had to get enough white people on our side to be able to succeed. I'd no idea when I refused to give up my seat on that Montgomery bus that my small action would help to put an end to segregation laws in the South. I only knew that I was tired of being pushed around. I was a regular person, just as good as anybody else. There'd been a few times in my life when I'd been treated by white people like a regular person, so I knew what that felt like. It was time that other white people started treating me this way.